not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this special edition of At the Rim. This is a show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the NBA. Coming up on this special edition of the program, the 2022-2023 NBA regular season schedule is revealed, and we preview some of the most important games. That's coming up after the break. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
A millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Street King June 40-40 sale is on for a limited time. So you better get up there today. 40-40 means you get 18 to 22-inch wheel and tire packages. Fully $40 down. And only $40 a week.
That's a crazy deal.
Use it 90 days same as cash plan. Select pre-lease inventory. See store for details. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It's just dumb.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Street King June 40-40 sale is on for a limited time. So you better get up there today. 40-40 means you get 18 to 22-inch wheel and tire packages. Fully $40 down. And only $40 a week.
That's a crazy deal.
Use it 90 days same as cash plan. Select pre-lease inventory. See store for details. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now, here are some of the most important games for the 2022-2023 NBA regular season schedule. Let's start off with opening week, the national television schedule, the NBA Kia tip-off 2022 opening week. Opening night will be Tuesday night, October the 18th. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on TNT. The Philadelphia 76ers will travel to Beantown to square off against the Boston Celtics. And then the nightcap, also on TNT, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. The Battle of the Golden State, the Battle of California. The Los Angeles Lakers square off against the Golden State Warriors. And then we move along now to Wednesday, October the 19th on ESPN. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. The New York Knicks square off against the rising Memphis Grizzlies. Then the doubleheader will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, also on ESPN. The Dallas Mavericks square off against the Phoenix Suns. Thursday, October the 20th on TNT, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. The Milwaukee Bucks square off against the Philadelphia 76ers. Then the nightcap will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific on TNT, the Battle of Los Angeles, the Clippers versus the Lakers. Friday, October the 21st, doubleheader on ESPN, first at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, a rematch of last year's Eastern Conference Finals in Miami between the Celtics and the Heat. And then at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, also on ESPN, the Denver Nuggets going up against the Golden State Warriors. Saturday, October the 22nd, doubleheader on NBA TV, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time, the San Antonio Spurs square off against the Philadelphia 76ers. And then at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, the Memphis Grizzlies square off against the Dallas Mavericks. And then Sunday, October the 23rd on NBA TV, the Phoenix Suns will square off against the Los Angeles Clippers at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So that's the NBA Kia Tip-Off 2022 opening weekend, the national TV schedule for the 2022-2023 NBA regular season. And this will be the 77th NBA regular season, which will be an 82-game season, which will begin on Tuesday, October the 18th, 2022, and the season will end on Sunday, April the 9th, 2023. And then the 2023 NBA play-in tournament will take place from Tuesday, April the 11th through Friday, April the 14th. And then immediately the 2023 NBA playoffs will start on Saturday, April the 15th. And, of course, Game 1 of the 2023 NBA Finals presented by YouTube TV is scheduled to be played on Thursday, June the 1st. So that's the opening week national television schedule for the 2022-2023 NBA regular season. Coming up after the break, we'll have more games revealed. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's continue with the revealing of some of the most important games for the 2022-2023 NBA regular season schedule. Christmas Day, a lot of people say it, and even I say it too. That's really when the NBA season really starts. And man, five games, that's right, five games will be nationally televised on Christmas Day. And, of course, that's Sunday, December the 25th. We've got the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Tip-off at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN. And then we have the Los Angeles Lakers squaring off against the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas. That game will be on ABC. Tip-off at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks squaring off against the Boston Celtics in Boston. Tip-off is at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time on ABC. And then the nightcap on ABC will be the Memphis Grizzlies going up against the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. Tip-off at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, also on ABC. And then the conclusion of the Christmas Day action will be the Phoenix Suns squaring off against the Denver Nuggets in Denver. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. So, man, Christmas Day is going to be outstanding. Of course, when you think of Philly and New York, that rivalry has been outstanding for so many decades. And, of course, Los Angeles Lakers, Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, and also LeBron James, the new money man. We'll talk about him a little bit later. Of course, Milwaukee and Boston at the peak of their powers. In the Eastern Conference, Memphis and Golden State, one of the rising stars with Ja Morant going up against the defending champion Golden State Warriors. And, of course, the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets, always top-notch talent, not just in the Western Conference, but in all of the NBA. Let's move along now to some important games on Martin Luther King Day. Of course, that's always a day where the NBA does its tributes and also the NBA making a big difference in terms of what Martin Luther King has done in all of society. And the NBA has made big strides in terms of honoring Martin Luther King and doing what, continuing his legacy in terms of social justice. And, of course, King Holiday is a day where the NBA has a full slate of games that definitely never a dull moment by any figment of the imagination, as there's going to be a big national television schedule on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Let's start off with on NBA TV, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time, the Boston Celtics square off against the Charlotte Hornets. And then there's a doubleheader on TNT, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, the Miami Heat square off against the Atlanta Hawks. And then we have the second game of the doubleheader, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time, the Phoenix Suns squaring off against the Memphis Grizzlies. And then on NBA TV at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, the Houston Rockets square off against the Los Angeles Lakers. So again, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, always big in the NBA, and those are going to be some four great games. That Phoenix and Memphis game is going to be outstanding, and also the Miami and Atlanta game is definitely going to be good as well. So MLK Day is going to be phenomenal. Now, I want to let everybody know out there that the NBA will play their games on Monday, November the 7th. That's the day before Election Day. So as a part of this initiative that the NBA has with helping to promote voter participation, the NBA will have no game scheduled for Election Day on Tuesday, November the 8th. Again, the NBA will have no game scheduled for Election Day on Tuesday, November the 8th. So if you're looking for any games around that time in November for the NBA, the games will be played the day before the election day. The games will be played on Monday, November the 7th. All 30 teams will play on that day, but Election Day, which is Tuesday, November the 8th, the NBA will not play any games, giving people time to go out and cast their vote for those elections coming up in November. So the NBA has a slate of the global games that they're going to be playing. Of course, the NBA has not played any global games in quite some time, of course, due to what's happening in the world with the pandemic, but the international games have returned for the NBA. So we'll start with, we have the San Antonio, the NBA Mexico City game will be the Miami Heat squaring off against the San Antonio Spurs on Saturday, December the 17th in Mexico City, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time. That's going to be, again, the NBA Mexico City game between the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. And then the NBA Paris game 2023 will take place between the Chicago Bulls and the Detroit Pistons Thursday, January the 19th at the Accor Arena in Paris, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. So again, the NBA Global Games will be two regular season games this year. The NBA Mexico City game 2022 will be Miami and San Antonio Saturday, December the 17th in Mexico City at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time. And then you have the NBA Paris game 2023 between the Chicago Bulls and the Detroit Pistons on Thursday, January the 19th at the Accor Arena in Paris, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. So again, the NBA definitely has been such a global phenomenon since the 90s, and now they're going to have their international games returning with two big regular season matchups. Again, December the 17th in Mexico City, Heat Spurs, and then January the 19th in Paris, France, Bulls and Pistons. And, of course, Paris is going to be rocking because in 2024 they'll be the host of the Summer Olympic Games. So I know people in Paris are going to be excited about that. Of course, we have NBA Rivals Week, which will take place during the week of January the 23rd. So there's going to be 11 nationally televised games across four networks over 5 days, from Tuesday, June the 24th to Saturday, June the 28th. And again, the rivalries will be focus of 9 games across TNT, ESPN, and ABC. And also there will be 2 games on NBA TV. And then NBA Rivals Week will showcase a triple header on ABC on January the 28th, where the Lakers will visit the Celtics in Boston. And then also earlier in that day, the 2-time reigning NBA MVP Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets will square off against Joel Embiid at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. And then also there's going to be a matchup for the Battle of New York City between the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. So definitely Rivals Week is going to be intense. You know, the NBA is built around rivalries, and definitely something that we've all loved for so long and continue to love. So again, that's going to be January the 28th, Denver and Philly, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Also on ABC, Knicks, Nets, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. And then the nightcap on ABC will be at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. One of the greatest rivalries in all, not just the NBA, but in all of sports, the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Boston Celtics. And certainly Rivalry Week is going to be just phenomenal, going to be outstanding with those 3 games on the tap for part of NBA Rivals Week. Also, the 2022 NBA Finals rematches. The Warriors and the Celtics will meet for the first time since the 2022 NBA Finals on Saturday, December the 10th in San Francisco on ABC, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. And this also will be the season premiere of NBA Saturday Primetime on ABC. And then also the second and final regular season matchup between the Warriors and the Celtics, they'll play again on Thursday, January the 19th in Boston on TNT. 7:30 p.m. Eastern is the tip-off, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. So, man, Warriors and Celtics are going to meet not once but twice, December the 10th in San Francisco and January the 19th in Boston. So definitely fans like myself and a lot of fans out there that's watching, they're going to love this, man. Warriors and Celtics, definitely going to be something to see. Will the Celtics have the opportunity to knock off the Dubs, or will the Dubs knock off everybody else and have an opportunity to repeat this year? So many storylines coming into the NBA. It's definitely going to be something that we're going to have to watch out for. It's just never a dull moment in professional sports, and definitely never a dull moment in the NBA. So, again, as I mentioned earlier, just give you some more important dates on the calendar. So October the 18th is opening night. Oh, the NBA All-Star Weekend will take place in Salt Lake City, Utah, February the 17th through the 19th. Remember, this is the first time ever in NBA history that an All-Star game will take place in Salt Lake City. It's going to be very interesting how that All-Star weekend is going to take place. I'm looking forward to it. It's never happened in Salt Lake City. Definitely Salt Lake City, one of those great NBA cities, definitely a city that's had some controversy in the past on how they've treated certain players, but nevertheless, this is going to be fun to see for the first time ever an NBA All-Star weekend taking place in Salt Lake City. And then April the 11th through the 14th, we'll have the NBA play-in tournament, and then April 15th, the NBA playoffs begin, and then June 1st, we'll have Game 1 of the NBA Finals presented by YouTube TV. And this is also going to be interesting. I want to pass this along to you in terms of this year's schedule. The NBA on TNT, ESPN, ABC, and NBA TV will present flexible scheduling throughout the regular season to provide the most exciting matchups to a national audience. For those of you that may not be familiar with the flexible scheduling or flex scheduling, the NFL has been doing it since the mid-2000s, and it has been such a success in terms of swapping out games to show more competitive games to a national audience. So the NBA and their broadcast partners, TNT, ESPN, ABC, and NBA TV, will have flexible scheduling, so games are subject to change during the regular season to give a national audience an opportunity to see big matchups, to see big games, teams that they may be out of a market or teams they may have not had an opportunity to pay attention to. So that flexible scheduling now, or flex scheduling, is going to be very nice. I think it gives the fan that, again, as I said earlier, may not have had an opportunity to pay attention to those teams in those specific markets, it gives them an opportunity to see those teams firsthand and how well that they play. All right, just want to give you some other important games on the television schedule for ESPN and ABC. All right, in the month of October, Wednesday, October the 19th, the New York Knicks, as I mentioned earlier, the Knicks will play the Memphis Grizzlies, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Of course, that's going to be an outstanding game. Also, we've got Wednesday, September the 26th, the Brooklyn Nets square off against the Milwaukee Bucks, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. That game is going to be on ESPN. Also, games on ESPN that same day, Wednesday, October the 26th, the Lakers square off against the Nuggets, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time. And then on Friday, October the 28th, we have a rematch of that thrilling first-round Western Conference matchup between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Phoenix Suns. That will be on ESPN at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So certainly a lot of high hopes this year for the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson signed his rookie Supermax extension. Brandon Ingram, his new contract kicks in this year. So it's going to be a lot. This is going to be a big year for the New Orleans Pelicans, big year for Chris Paul and Devin Booker. No DeAndre Ayton. We'll see how that pans out for the Phoenix Suns. Also, some more important matchups I want to pass along to you. We've got on Wednesday, November the 2nd, also on ESPN, the Charlotte Hornets take on the Chicago Bulls. Tip off 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Also on that same day, the Memphis Grizzlies square off against the Portland Trail Blazers. Tip off 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time. Also on ESPN on Friday, November the 4th, the Chicago Bulls square off against the Boston Celtics. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And also on that same night, we have the Milwaukee Bucks squaring off against the rising young stars of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards, man, the future is so bright for him. And then Karl-Anthony Towns got that big extension during the offseason. So that game is going to be 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, also on ESPN. Also, I mentioned earlier about November the 9th, on a Wednesday, the Lakers and the Clippers, the Battle of L.A., tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. Also, November the 11th, which is on a Friday, big game between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Memphis Grizzlies, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Also, some more games to pass along to you. November the 16th, Golden State and Phoenix. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. A big one on Friday, November the 18th, the Milwaukee Bucks against the Philadelphia 76ers on ESPN. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Also, got a big one on Wednesday, November the 23rd, between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Golden State Warriors. Also, the Dallas Mavericks will take on the Boston Celtics. That's part of a doubleheader on ESPN. That's Wednesday, November the 23rd. Dallas and Boston tip off 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And the Clippers and the Warriors, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, some important games to pass along. Also, on ESPN, Friday, December the 2nd, the Los Angeles Lakers go up against the Milwaukee Bucks on ESPN. Tip off 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Also, we've got the Boston Celtics going up against the Phoenix Suns on Wednesday, December the 7th on ESPN. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, a big doubleheader on Friday, December the 9th, Lakers and the 76ers on ESPN. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, and followed by the Milwaukee Bucks against the Dallas Mavericks on ESPN. Tip off 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time. Also, some other important games for the month of December. The Minnesota Timberwolves square off against the Los Angeles Clippers on Wednesday, December the 14th on ESPN. Tip off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. The Golden State Warriors square off against the Philadelphia 76ers on Friday, December the 16th on ESPN. Tip-off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Some other games also to pass along on in the month of December. I mentioned earlier about the Christmas Day games. Also, a big game that's going to be taking place on Friday, December the 23rd on ESPN, on ESPN, between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Phoenix Suns. Tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. So that's going to be Friday, December the 23rd. Let's move along now to the new year of 2023. In January, big game on Wednesday, January the 4th on ESPN. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, also 7 p.m. Pacific, between the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers. Big game on Friday, January the 6th on ESPN. 7:30 p.m. Eastern is the tip-off, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, the Chicago Bulls and the Philadelphia 76ers. Wednesday, January the 11th on ESPN, tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks. Also a big one, on January the 13th, which is a Friday, on ESPN, tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, the Denver Nuggets squaring off against the Los Angeles Clippers. Then on Saturday, January the 14th, we have an afternoon matinee on ABC. Tip-off at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. The Milwaukee Bucks square off against the Miami Heat. Also, we've got some other big games coming up on Friday, January the 20th on ESPN, between the Memphis Grizzlies squaring off against the Los Angeles Lakers. And then on Wednesday, January the 25th, big doubleheader on ESPN. First game will be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. The Brooklyn Nets square off against the Philadelphia 76ers. And then the nightcap at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors. We move along now to Wednesday, February the 1st. Big game, a rematch of a thrilling first-round Eastern Conference matchup between the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics on ESPN. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And then Friday, February the 4th, of course, the big matchup, a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals. That will be a primetime game on ABC, the Dallas Mavericks against the Golden State Warriors. Tip-off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Also on Sunday, February the 5th, Sunday, February the 5th, will be the Philadelphia 76ers against the New York Knicks. It'll be on ESPN. Tip-off at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time. one of the great rivalries in all of sports. On Wednesday, February the 8th, the Philadelphia 76ers square off against the Boston Celtics on ESPN. Tip-off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Friday, February the 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. The Crescent City will be rocking for this one as the Cleveland Cavaliers visit the New Orleans Pelicans at the Smoothie King Center in downtown New Orleans. And then, of course, on Saturday, February the 11th, the Lakers and the Warriors will play on ABC. Tip-off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. And then also on the following day, on Sunday, February the 12th, on ABC, 2 p.m. Eastern tip-off, 1 p.m. Central Time, the Memphis Grizzlies square off against the Boston Celtics. On Wednesday, February the 15th, we have the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Los Angeles Lakers on ESPN. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also important games to pass along in the month of February. On Saturday, February the 25th, the Celtics and the 76ers, prime time on ABC. Tip-off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And then doubleheader on Sunday, February 26th, the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip-off at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. And also the Lakers and the Mavericks, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Also on February the 26th, also on a Sunday, doubleheader on ESPN, first game, Timberwolves and the Warriors, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, also 4:30 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. And then the nightcap on ESPN, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, the Clippers squaring off against the Nuggets. Also some important games to pass along in the month of March. The New Orleans Pelicans visit the Rose City of the Portland Trail Blazers. That game will be on Wednesday, March 1st, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. And then a big doubleheader on March the 3rd, which is a Friday. The Brooklyn Nets square off against the Boston Celtics on ESPN. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And the nightcap will be the Grizzlies and the Nuggets on ESPN. Tip-off 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then ABC has a great games that weekend, starting off on Saturday, March the 4th. 76ers and the Bucks. Tip-off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. Also, the Phoenix Suns take on the Dallas Mavericks on Sunday, March the 5th, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central on ABC. And then the Golden State Warriors will take on the Los Angeles Lakers for the Battle of California, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Central, also on ABC. Also, on that same day, doubleheader on ESPN, the Knicks and the Celtics, Sunday, March 5th. Tip-off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then you have the Grizzlies and the Clippers for the nightcap, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. Also on Wednesday, March the 8th, the Dallas Mavericks will visit the Crescent City and take on the New Orleans Pelicans. Tip-off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on ESPN. Saturday, March the 11th, we've got the Milwaukee Bucks squaring off against the Golden State Warriors. That game will be on prime time on ABC. Tip-off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Also, some more important games to pass along for the month of March. The Memphis Grizzlies square off against the Dallas Mavericks on Monday, March the 13th. Tip-off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on ESPN. Also that same night on ESPN, tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time. The Phoenix Suns will take on the Golden State Warriors. Also some other games to pass along to you on Monday, Wednesday, March the 22nd, the Warriors and the Mavericks, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on ESPN. Then that same night, the nightcap will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. The Phoenix Suns taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. And on Wednesday, March the 29th, the Dallas Mavericks will square off against the Philadelphia 76ers. on ESPN. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on Wednesday, March the 29th. And then the final day of the regular season, April the 5th, which is a Wednesday, doubleheader on ESPN, the Chicago Bulls square off against the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And then the nightcap will be the Battle of California, Lakers and Clippers of the Battle of Los Angeles. Tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, also 7 p.m. Pacific on ESPN. So that takes care of some of the most important games, the nationally televised games on ESPN and ABC. So definitely it's going to be some great stuff, going to be some outstanding games. And again, what I love about this is that those games are subject to change because of the flex scheduling that's going to be introduced this year. So you just never know. You just never know in the NBA. Don't go away. We'll come back and we'll have some more information to pass along to you. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Here's some important games that TNT will have on their schedule for this 2022-2023 NBA regular season. Let's start off with some games coming up on Tuesday, October the 25th. The Dallas Mavericks will square off against the New Orleans Pelicans. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, and then the nightcap will be the Warriors and the Suns at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central in Phoenix. Also, another important game to pass along Tuesday, November the 1st, will be the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Phoenix Suns. Tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Tuesday, November the 15th, the Memphis Grizzlies will square off against the New Orleans Pelicans. Tip-off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And then the nightcap will be the New York Knicks and the Utah Jazz. Tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then on Tuesday, November the 22nd, great doubleheader starting off with the Nets and the 76ers. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Lakers and the Suns at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also a big one between the Warriors and the Mavericks on Tuesday, November the 29th. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. On Tuesday, December the 6th, LeBron returns back to Ohio. He returns to Cleveland as the Lakers take on the Cavaliers at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And also an important game to pass along on Tuesday, December the 13th, the Golden State Warriors square off against the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And then the nightcap will be one of the great rivalries in all of sports, the Celtics and the Lakers at 10 Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Tuesday, December the 20th, the Warriors take on the Knicks at MSG, Madison Square Garden. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then also a big one coming up on Thursday, January the 5th. The Celtics take on the Mavericks in Dallas. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. Also, some more important games to pass along. We got the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors on Tuesday, January the 10th. Tip off at 10 Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, some more important games to pass along. We got a big one on Thursday, January the 12th in Brooklyn between the Celtics and the Nets. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then the nightcap will be the Mavericks and the Lakers at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 p.m. Pacific. And also some big games coming up on Tuesday, January the 17th. A good one between the 76ers and the Clippers in Los Angeles. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Tuesday, January the 19th, the Warriors square off against the Celtics on TNT. This will be in Boston, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then the nightcap will be the Nets and the Suns in Phoenix at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, an important big games coming up on Tuesday, January the 24th. The Boston Celtics squaring off against the Miami Heat. Tip-off will be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then the nightcap will be the Clippers and the Lakers, the Battle of Los Angeles. Tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Thursday, January the 26th, a big game between the Mavericks and the Suns. Tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Tuesday, January the 31st, Lakers and Knicks at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then the second game of the doubleheader will be the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Denver Nuggets. Tip off at 10 Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also a big one on Thursday, February the 2nd, between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip off at 10 Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then Tuesday, February the 7th, big doubleheader with the Hawks taking on the Pelicans at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then the second game of the doubleheader will be the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Tuesday, February the 9th, going to be a good one between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Lakers. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Got some great games on Tuesday, February the 14th. Of course, you know what that is, right? Valentine's Day. So it's a time for love, but it won't be much love on this day in the NBA as the Celtics will take on the Bucks. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. Also, the nightcap will be the Golden State Warriors and the LA Clippers. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then on Thursday, February the 16th, we got Milwaukee and Chicago and that rivalry that they have. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And then the second game of the doubleheader will be the Los Angeles Clippers squaring off against the Phoenix Suns. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thursday, February the 23rd is going to be a slamming doubleheader. First game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, the Grizzlies and the 76ers, followed by the Warriors and the Lakers at 10 Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also, some more important games to pass along. We've got on Tuesday, March the 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. The Sixers going up against the Mavericks. And then at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, the Clippers and the Warriors in the Battle of California. Tuesday, March the 7th, big games between the 76ers and the Timberwolves. That will be tipping off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then followed by the nightcap, we have the Grizzlies going up against the Lakers. Tip off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Also on Thursday, March the 9th, we have the Warriors squared off against the Grizzlies. 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Also some big games coming up Tuesday, March the 28th. The Pelicans and the Warriors in San Francisco. 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then we also got on Thursday, March the 30th, the Celtics squaring off against the Bucks. Tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And then we got the New Orleans Pelicans squaring off against the Denver Nuggets in the second game of the doubleheader at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. Tuesday, April the 4th, Celtics and the 76ers from Philly. Tip off at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And then on Thursday, April the 6th, doubleheader, first game, Miami and Philly, tip-off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns, tip-off at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and also 7 p.m. Pacific. So those are the most important games on TNT schedule. And definitely, you know, TNT, one of the best. They've been doing it for so long when it comes to the NBA. So definitely big ups to them on this one. When we come back from the break, I have more information regarding LeBron James. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get on out of here, in case you have not heard the news, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers have agreed on a 2-year, $97.1 million maximum contract extension that will have him under contract through the 2024-2025 season. It includes a player option for the 2024-2025 season, so he can opt out of that contract when that season approaches and become a free agent. But again, LeBron and the Lakers have agreed on a 2-year, $97.1 million contract extension that includes a player option for the 2024-2025 season. So if LeBron, before that season comes up, a player option basically means that he has the option to opt out of the contract and become a free agent, or he could opt back in and finish the deal, which is what the contract has him for up until the 2024-2025 season. And this is the final year of James's deal, which is he is expected to earn $44.5 million in the final year of his contract with the Lakers. So, again, congratulations to the King, LeBron James, doing it big. You know, been doing it big for so long since he's been in the league, and as they say, the best just gets better. That's going to do it. And thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning into this special edition of At the Rim, of course, revealing some of the most important games for the 2022-2023 NBA regular season schedule. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, everyone.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Ah, the inevitable drop of sauce on your favorite button-up. Get rid of those everyday accidental stains with OxiClean MaxForce. Just spray it onto the stain and leave it up to 7 days before washing. Click now to get a bottle of OxiClean MaxForce today.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.